shameless self-promotion, and room for a third podium.
Hello, welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for August 26th, 2016. This is Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That was a deep breath.
Yes.
Did you run out?
Well, I've had a cold, so yeah, that kind of takes the breath away.
I think it's allergies, actually.
Maybe.
Something in the air. Anyway,
annoying, whatever it is.
Thank you, Janine, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. This week, we did nothing but selfless self-promotion.
Yes.
Shameless.
Totally shameless.
Totally shameless. And, you know, it didn't make for very interesting writing, but I wanted to drive people. We're finally really comfortable, and we're really in a zone. We've got Michael Heidemann, our amazing producer here at WGN, who is a wonderful, wonderful man and does a great job and is actually very patient with us.
He is. He's a nice, nice man.
Yeah, it's like his grandparents come and show up.
I know. It's so cute.
It's sweet.
He's nice to us.
We should bring him sweets or hard candy or something. It just seems like that's what we should do. We should. Anyway, so, but we're settled in here at WGN Plus, and so the time was right to finally relaunch the podcast to the readers of Prickly City, which is about, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 people. So, I mean, well, and that's almost 1 million people. It's a lot of people.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we got complaints on that, right? I mean, we did.
No, just not a lot of comments because there wasn't much to comment on.
Except you did say people were giving
other
links.
There were a few that said that it was, yeah, they were giving different links and stuff.
And some what? What? What did some people
say? Or just
say?
Some said, oh, geez, shameless self-promotion.
Once in a while. My God, the strip's been around for 12 years. I can, or 10 years. I can do once in a blue moon. I can do something for me.
Should we now get off this shameless self-promotion and actually discuss
the
one strip you did that wasn't about the...
Yes, it was the Sunday strip, right? And it was... they're looking at the presidential debate stage. Was
correct.
It?
And, yes.
And they're saying, looks like there's room for one more podium.
Right, and that got a lot of comments.
Okay, you seem more excited about this.
Well, I always have lots of comments, and I like to read them because I think that's interesting what people say.
What are they saying, Janine?
Well, JI2M says, there's plenty of room. I hate to sound like the bombastic blowhard, but the system is rigged.
Oh, gosh, it's so rigged. In fact, Janine did a lot of research. I want her to tell you about what she found out.
Research, yes.
Well, no, but why? What happens? Okay, here, go ahead. Tell them what you found out about, for instance, the Perot debate.
Oh,
92.
Yeah, what I had read, that in 92, the CPD, which is, now I've lost my thing telling me what those letters stood for.
It's not Chicago Police Department, is it?
No, it is. Oh, gosh, what is it? Help, Scott.
Of Women Voters? The League of Women Voters?
No, it was after the League of Women Voters.
Presidential debates.
The Commission on Presidential Debates, yes. And they allowed Ross Perot to debate with Clinton and Bush, and he was 7% in the polls.
That's
going
amazing.
In.
I thought he was high. I thought he was at least 10, but it was
7.
Well,
he ended up getting 19% of the vote in the general election.
So both parties went...
So after
never again.
Right. They've not been in it since.
Yeah. System not rigged at all, folks.
Well, first of all, the League of Women Voters used to do most of the debates.
Right. It was,
and
in
then,
fact, it was 1976. It was Carter and Ford.
Right. But it was 1988 when they stopped because apparently the campaigns of George H.W. Bush and Michael Dukakis met secretly and drafted a memorandum of understanding, is what they called it, which specified who would be allowed to sit in the audience during the 88 debates, who would serve as panelists, and they abolished follow-up questions. So basically the League of Women Voters was just going to be merely a host and they'd have no say in it. And they were not happy with this. So
I can't imagine why.
Well, I know. They exposed the memorandum and they resigned as hosts, citing fraud on the American voters.
What is a fraud? That is a wink-wink moment. That's disgusting. And so, yeah, so we go forward. And
that's when the Commission on Presidential Debates was formed, and it's sort of a joint bipartisan nonprofit run by the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yes, yeah, that's nonpartisan. Of course, it's because it's run by two partisan things, it's nonpartisan.
Well, it's nonpartisan to them, but... anyone else.
Right. No, this is insanity, people. This is crazy. We should have as many voices. I mean, it's the marketplace of ideas. I've said this a million times. I sound like a skipping record, but regardless of who the candidates were for the Libertarian or the Green Party or the American Independent Party or even the Socialist or Communist parties, it would be fascinating. Each one of those parties has at least one halfway decent idea that we should consider. The fact that we can't, the fact that there's collusion, And in fact, the Libertarian Party is suing the Commission on Presidential Debates for that very reason, saying it's a monopoly. It's collusion of the two parties to exclude any other voices. I think it would be fascinating to see Gary Johnson up there, obviously. That's abundantly clear where I stand on this now. It's no secret. And, I would love to see him up there. I think he would do great. And frankly, I think he'd do the Ross Perot thing. I think maybe more. Right now, he's tracking about 11 to 13%. He's getting close to that 15,
right,
that made up number. And I think if he's shown by comparison to Trump and Clinton, I think he gets 20%+.
Which they probably don't want.
They don't want that. Are you kidding? Here's the thing. What's interesting about Johnson is in today's Real Clear Politics, the four-way race amalgam poll clearly shows that he takes equally from both parties, which I think is fascinating. You would assume, instinctually, that he would take from the conservative, from the Republican Party. And he does not. He takes equally from Trump as he does from Hillary.
Oh, that's interesting.
What is it? 60, 70, 80% of American voters now say they want to vote for anyone else in that one poll where the meteor hitting the earth comes in third.
Right. Yeah, this would be the year for a third party to do well. And actually, here's a comment from T. Hicks, and this is the one that made me actually look up the history of the debates. Where it says, it won't happen. The Commissions on Presidential Debates owns the debates. They are a corporation owned by the Republican and Democrat Party since 1988, and their sole purpose is to keep the outside parties out of the debates. In fact, they've gone so far as to ban outside candidates from even sitting in the audience.
But they did have Ross Perot in 1992, so clearly...
That one time. I think they might have thought that he was going to be no problem, and then when suddenly he gets more votes and it helped him.
And he took votes away from Bush, so H.W., back in 92. So I can see where the Republicans would be loath to have someone in there, although frankly, they loathe Donald Trump. So why would they loathe to have a third party who may take votes away from him? That's a lot of loathing.
That is a lot of loathing. But there's a lot of loathing going on in this election, I think. Everybody hates everybody.
Yeah, it's true. It really is. In fact, today... both sides are claiming the other side is racist, 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 racist. And it's just like, oh, good Lord, we're not going to have, we got to have an adult on that stage. Come on, folks. We really do. Honest. So, listen, that's it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We will be back again next week. If you want to keep up with what's happening with Carmen and Winslow, go to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com. And if you just want to drop us a line, go ahead and drop us a line at pricklycity@gmail.com. If you want to subscribe to the Prickly City Podcast, if you're just streaming this right now and you want to subscribe, you can go to iTunes or you can go, better yet, go to WGNplus.com. It's really awesome. So for all of us here at the Prickly City Podcast, thank you for listening. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.